November 25th through December 1st, 1st and 2nd Peter. Rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. As you read the epistles of Peter, you may receive promptings to act. Record these promptings while you are yet in the Spirit, see DNC 76 verse 80, so you can accurately capture what you are being taught. Shortly after his resurrection, the Savior made a prophecy that must have been troubling to Peter. He said that when Peter was old, he would be carried whither he wouldest not, signifying by what death he should glorify God. See John 21, verses 18 and 19. When Peter wrote his epistles, he knew that this prophesied martyrdom was near. Quote, "Shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me." See 2 Peter 1, verse 14. Unfortunately, such severe persecution was common for the saints in Roman provinces to whom Peter was writing. And yet his words were not filled with fear or pessimism. Instead, he taught the saints to greatly rejoice, even though they were in heaviness through manifold temptations. He counseled them to remember that the trial of their faith would lead to praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, and to the salvation of their souls. See 1 Peter 1, verses 6 through 7 and verse 9. Peter's faith must have been comforting to those early saints, as it is encouraging to saints today, who are also partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, we may be glad also with exceeding joy. See 1 Peter 4, 13. Ideas for personal scripture study. 1 Peter 1, verses 3 through 9, 2, verses 19 through 24, 3, verses 14 through 17, and chapter 4, verses 12 through 19. I can find joy during times of trial and suffering. At first glance, it might seem strange that Peter used words like rejoice, happy, glory, and exceeding joy in association with words we typically associate with hardship, heaviness, temptations, grief, fiery trial, and sufferings. Peter's message to the early saints was the same message taught by President Russell M. Nelson. Quote, "Saints can be happy under every circumstance. When the focus of our lives is on God's plan of salvation and Jesus Christ and His gospel, we can feel joy regardless of what is happening or not happening in our lives. Joy comes from and because of Him. He is the source of all joy." End quote. From Joy in Spiritual Survival, Ensign Orleona, November 2016. As you read 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9, 2, verses 19 through 24, 3, verses 14 through 17, and chapter 4, verses 12 through 19, what gives you hope that you can find joy even in the midst of difficult circumstances? 1 Peter 3, 18 through 20, and 1 Peter 4, verses 1 through 6. The gospel is preached to the dead so they can be judged justly. One day each person will stand at the judgment bar to give an account of him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead. See 1 Peter 4, 5. Some might wonder how God can judge all people fairly when their opportunities to understand and live the gospel are so different. Notice the doctrine that Peter taught in 1 Peter 3, 18 through 20, and 4, verse 6, to help the saints in his day understand that God's judgments will be just. How do these verses strengthen your faith in God's fairness and justice? To study this doctrine further, explore Doctrine and Covenants section 138, a revelation President Joseph F. Smith received as he pondered these writings of Peter. What blessings come to those who make the ordinances of the gospel available to their family members who have died and are still waiting for these ordinances? See also Baptisms for the Dead, Gospel Topics, topics.lds.org. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Through the power of Jesus Christ, I can develop my divine nature. Do you ever feel that becoming like Jesus Christ and developing His attributes is not possible? Elder Robert D. Hales offered this encouraging thought about how we can develop Christ-like attributes. Quote, The attributes of the Savior are interwoven characteristics, added one to another, which develop in us in interactive ways. In other words, we cannot obtain one Christ-like characteristic without also obtaining and influencing others. As one characteristic becomes strong, so do many more. End quote. Becoming a Disciple of Our Lord Jesus Christ, Ensign Orleahona, May 2017. Consider reading 2 Peter 1, 1-11 in conjunction with Elder Hale's message. What do you learn from these two apostles that helps you in your efforts to become more Christ-like? See also 1 Peter 4, verse 8, David A. Bednar, Exceeding Great and Precious Promises, Ensign Orleahona, November 2017. Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Family Home Evening. As you read the Scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some suggestions. 1 Peter 2 verses 5 through 10. As you read these verses with your family, consider using rocks to help family members visualize Peter's teachings that the Savior is our chief cornerstone. How are we like the lively or living stones that God is using to build His kingdom? What do we learn from Peter about the Savior and our role in His kingdom? What is Peter's message to your family? 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 17. How can we be ready always to give an answer to those who ask us about our faith? Your family might enjoy role-playing situations in which someone approaches them with a question about the gospel. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 through 20, and chapter 4, verse 6. What can you do as a family to learn about your deceased ancestors? Perhaps on a deceased ancestor's birthday, you could cook your ancestor's favorite meal, display pictures, or tell stories from your ancestor's life. If possible, you could also plan to receive ordinances for this ancestor in the temple. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 21. In these verses, Peter reminded the saints of his experience on the Mount of Transfiguration. See also Matthew 17, verses 1 through 9. What do we learn from these verses about the teachings of prophets? See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verse 38. What gives us confidence to follow our living prophet today? Improving our teaching. Be ready always. Informal teaching moments at home can come and go quickly, so it's important to take advantage of them when they arise. How can you strive to be ready always to teach your family members gospel truths and share the hope that is in you when teaching moments arise? See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 16.